What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Gridiron Podcast. My name is Nick. We don't have Mike today. A little bit of scheduling issues, but we are making sure that we are getting this episode out for you guys. And today we are going to be going over week four and previewing week five. So let's get into it. All right, so the first game that we had from week four, the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. I'll just say that it shouldn't have been this close if you're a Cowboys fan. I think it's just a slow showing for the Cowboys, and I think there's a lot to be worried about if you're the Cowboys, but I think there is a lot of good in this. Obviously, you got the win against the Giants. I think there's a lot of good on the Giants as well in terms of, like, their offense and just slowing down the defense a little bit. And, yeah, going into the next game, the Bengals beat the Panthers 34-24. I think the Panthers are just kind of too far gone. I think even bringing in Andy Dalton, it just didn't show good for the Panthers against the Bengals. And I think if you're the Panthers, I wouldn't say, like, try to – essentially lose out to get the first round pick, like the first overall pick. But I think no matter what, at this point, I think you're getting the first overall pick. The next game was the Saints losing to the Falcons 24-26. I think this is just a good overall game for both sides. Obviously, close game being 2 points. I think there's a lot of good to look forward to for both these teams. Obviously, a couple of things that they need to clean up. But I think the offense has played really well. The defense has played really well. And I think special teams kind of held its own as well. So I think there's a lot of good to say on both sides and a lot of things to work on as well. Now going on to the Texans beating the Jaguars 24-20. In my opinion here, you gotta, if you're a Texans fan, you gotta wish that you won this game by a little bit more. Just because I think Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars just haven't been a good team this year. Yeah, I think if you're the Texans, obviously having a star-studded offense as you do, I think you need to put up more points than 24 points against a team like this. But I think There's a lot of things that need to happen for both these teams. Obviously, the Texans had a couple of close games so far. They lost against the Vikings earlier this year as well. So I think if you're the Texans, you need to work on a couple more things before we can consider you like a star-studded team. I think you have a lot of stars on your team. I think you just need to utilize them a little bit more. And then if you're the Jaguars, you got to fix something. I don't know if it's like, obviously I think it's a Trevor Lawrence issue. And I think Mike will agree with me on that. But I think you got to look at both sides of the ball too. If your offense isn't putting up points, your defense needs to stop the other team from getting points to be able to win. So whoever scores the most points wins. And I think the Jaguars just aren't producing on both sides of the ball. The next game was the Broncos beating the Jets 10-9. This was a pretty boring game. I think I fell asleep at halftime. But, yeah, I think as the Jets having Aaron Rodgers, you should not be losing to a Bo Nix Broncos team. So I think there's a lot to work on both sides. And I think We've been talking about the Broncos for a couple of weeks now, seeing as they're one of the lesser teams in the NFL. But the Jets, I mean, you gotta do better. You can't only put up 9 points. I think if I go into the scoreboard, it was all field goals. So you got to do a little bit better than that. If you're the Jets, you need to be scoring touchdowns. And the next game was the game that Mike owes me an apology for. There's actually a couple games that he owes me an apology for. Was the Vikings beating the Packers 31-29. The Packers ended up playing Jordan Love. I agree with Mike. Mike was telling me before recording and even when we were talking about the game on Sunday, Jordan Love is still injured. They played him. I don't think it was a good thing. I think it might delay him a little bit more. But it was a close game. Both sides of the ball played really good, pretty much for both teams. I mean, Mike's got to apologize to me for that. I think both of us do not like seeing the Vikings go 4-0 to start the season, but good win out of the Vikings. Packers got to do better next time they face them. But, yeah, I think the Vikings going forward, I was telling Mike this before recording, I think the Vikings are going to have a sense of reality coming here soon, whether that be probably against the Lions, I told them. So I think the Vikings are going to have a dose of reality coming in soon. The next game, the Colts beat the Steelers 27-24. The Steelers lose their first game of the season. They are now 3-1. Great game out of the Colts, both offensively and defensively. They were putting up numbers, but I think the Steelers, there's nothing bad to say about the Steelers. Obviously, they lost this game, but I don't think there's anything bad to say about them. I think you still start Justin Fields, even with this loss. I think Russell Wilson is still at a point where he's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. But I think if you're the Steelers, you have nothing to worry about. You're 3-1. Good starts of the season. Great starts of the quarter. The Colts just outplays you a little bit, but I don't think there's anything to worry about. The next game is the Rams losing to the Bears 24-18. I mean, the Rams, they still have those injuries. Obviously, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. Surprisingly, the Bears' offensive line was, I wouldn't say decent, but better than they have been. I know there's talks about potentially Keenan Allen leaving the Bears. So we'll have to see where that comes out to be. And I think if you're the Bears, you still have a lot to work on. If you're the Rams, you just got to do better. I know there's injuries, and injuries are always bad to teams, but like I've always said, 1 to 2 players don't change a roster. But that being your two big stars in Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, I think there is a little bit of downfall in terms of that. The next game is the Eagles losing to the Buccaneers 33-16. I think this was a great bounce back game by the Bucs. Obviously losing last week in pretty convincing fashion to a kind of lower team. I think this was a great bounce back for them against the Eagles. But yeah, I think the Eagles kind of had to go back to the drawing board a little bit. Obviously, having those injuries to both A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, it's the same situation with the Rams. I'll say two players don't make a team, but it's your two star wide receivers. So I'll put it at that. The next game was the 49ers beating the Patriots 30-13. I think all of us saw the 49ers winning this. Patriots have shown to be quite a decent team this year, obviously beating the Bengals to start the season. But I think coming down to it, I think the Patriots are just a couple steps behind a bunch of other teams. And the next game was the Commanders destroying the Cardinals 42-14. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes if you're a Cardinals fan. Coming off a close loss against the Lions to be blown out by the Commanders. I don't know what to say about the Cardinals right now. I mean, you have a rookie wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr. And I guess he kind of put up numbers, but it wasn't to the point where it was going to make any sort of difference in the game. The Cardinals defense just needs to do better. You cannot allow Jaden Daniels to just go berserk on you. So I think this is a great win for the Commanders. And this is just a horrible loss for the Cardinals. Not just saying that because of the score. I think the Cardinals just did not play well. The next game was the Chiefs beating the Chargers 17-10. Travis Kelce still does not have a receiving touchdown. Let me repeat that. Travis Kelce still does not have a receiving touchdown this year. Obviously, on the pick that Patrick Mahomes threw, Rashee Rice ended up tearing his ACL because Pat Mahomes decided to attempt to slide tackle. I think the refs kind of helped as well in this game. And I think we're going to be saying that for a long time with this Chiefs roster and with Pat Mahomes as a whole. I just don't think the Chiefs kind of deserved this win. I think the Chargers kind of deserved it more. But I'll end it with this game. I think the Chargers are still in a good spot. And with the Chiefs now losing Rashee Rice, obviously not having Marquise Brown on the field. Sorry, guys, I'm recording this like after a long shift. So I think with the Chiefs winning this, I think they're in a good spot. But I think going forward with the injuries that they have and with Travis Kelce not putting up numbers that we normally see him put up, I think it's going to be pretty interesting year for the Chiefs. The next game is the Browns losing to the Raiders 20-16. The Browns offense is just not there. I think the defense kept them in this game, that's for sure. But I think as the Browns, you kind of need to look at Deshaun Watson. I think he's a huge part of why they're not winning. But I think their offensive coordinator kind of is on the hot seat going forward in the season. Great game from the Raiders, obviously winning this. And I think going forward, they're not going to be a playoff team, obviously. But I think they're taking the right steps. Now there is discussion of potentially Davante Adams leaving and potentially Max Crosby. But, yeah, we'll have to see kind of what happens with those rumors going forward. The next game was the Ravens beating the Bills 35-10. I think the Ravens' offense is finally starting to solidify itself. I think they're finally getting Derrick Henry involved the way that I saw him doing it. Obviously, the read option. And then the Ravens' defense was just star-studded against the Bills. I think this is a heartbreaking loss for the Bills, obviously. But I think they're still in a good spot going forward in the season. Obviously, now 3-1. And the Ravens needed this dominant win. I think if this game was close, I'd be talking differently about the Ravens. But I think the game itself was a good all-around game for the Ravens. And they should be proud. The next game was the Titans beating the Dolphins 31-12. Obviously, Dolphins not having Tua as their quarterback out with a concussion. I still think Will Levis is going for the worst quarterback in the NFL right now. Yeah, I think he's being too sloppy with the ball. I think he's thinking faster than his body can handle. So, but I think this was a good win for the Titans. Obviously a needed win. But I think going forward, Will Levis just needs to kind of slow down his game. Not like physically, but like think more in the pocket. Don't automatically just run out of the pocket. I think that's his main issue. And the next game, if you guys can see, I am repping the Detroit Lions beat the Seattle Seahawks 42-29. This was the first time in six games head-to-head that the Lions have beaten the Seahawks. Let me say that one more time for you guys. And Mike, I hope you are listening. This is the first time in six games head-to-head that the Lions have beaten the Seahawks. Jared Goff, 18 for 18, 292 yards, and two passing touchdowns and one receiving touchdown. I said that right. 18 for 18, 292 yards, two passing touchdowns, and one receiving touchdown. The run game was just absolutely dominant in this game. David Montgomery running over and basically destroying Devin Witherspoon. Devin Witherspoon definitely got destroyed in this game multiple times. He got blown past by Jameson Williams for a 70-yard touchdown. Obviously, David Montgomery just running over him. I think in terms of the Lions defense, the run defense against Kenneth Walker was kind of lackluster a little bit. But Kenneth Walker is a really good running back. I think they need to limit the amount of penalties that they have. Obviously, Terrion Arnold being the most penalized player in the NFL. I think he had two penalties in this game, three penalties maybe. I know Carlton Davis had a couple. And then obviously the trick play, Alcatraz, with Amon-Ra St. Brown throwing a touchdown to Jared Goff. It was said that they tried calling it multiple times last year, but it was killed because of the look And Jared Goff said this was the right look, and they called it. Amon-Ra St. Brown with his first ever passing touchdown, and Jared Goff having his first ever receiving touchdown. Yeah, I think it's good for the Lions, obviously scoring 40 points. I said to Mike last week, I was like, the Lions offense is going to get going, and they're going to start scoring 40 points. What happened? They got going, and they started scoring 40 points. Jared Goff is the first ever quarterback in NFL history to complete all of his passes in a game. He is the first quarterback since 1972 to complete 12 or more passes in a row back-to-back games in the first half. And, yeah, he's looking really good. Obviously not having the perfect passer rating, obviously giving up that safety to keep his perfect percentage. Tim Patrick had a good game. And then in terms of the Seahawks offense, I think the run game was kind of slow in the first half, only gaining 18 yards in the first half. And then the second half, they just kept going. They put the pedal to the metal. Kenneth Walker finished with 3 rushing touchdowns. So, yeah. Now going into week number 5 predictions. First game is the Buccaneers versus the Falcons. I'll take the Buccaneers. I think it was a good bounce back game by them this past week. And I think the Falcons just need a little bit more time to kind of work on things. They play today, later today. The next game, Jets versus Vikings. Unfortunately, I got to give it to the Vikings. I think the Jets are kind of not there yet. I think the Vikings are just a better team than the Jets right now. Next game is the Panthers versus the Bears. Give me the Bears. Nope. Give me the Panthers. The reason why I say the Panthers, I think the Bears' offensive line is still kind of a struggle point for them, which affects both parts of the offense, run and pass. Give me the Panthers. The next game is the Browns versus Commanders. Give me the Commanders. I think the Browns' offense is just kind of not there. I think the Browns' defense is kind of there. But the Commanders, obviously, a dominant win against the Cardinals this past week. So I'll have to give it to the Commanders. The next game is Dolphins versus Patriots. I'll take the Patriots. I think there's still a team that can beat some of these teams. And then, obviously, Dolphins without Tua still. I think Patriots have that. The next game is the Colts versus the Jaguars. I'll take the Colts. I think they had a pretty good game this past week. Jaguars, still very lackluster offense. I'll have to give it to the Colts. The next game is a really good game, in my opinion. The Bills taking on the Texans. I'll take the Bills. I think the Texans defense needs a little bit more help a little bit here and there. And I think the Bills offense is just still where it's at. I'll take the Bills. I think it's going to be a close game, maybe within a field goal. Next game is the Ravens taking on the Bengals. I'll take the Ravens. I think the Ravens are finally starting to develop their offense. Their defense has been there. I think their offense is starting to develop, obviously getting Derrick Henry more involved, like I said. And I think the Bengals are just a couple steps behind the Ravens. I think they're still a good team, obviously, but I think the Ravens are still going to take it. The next game is the Raiders versus the Broncos. This is a questionable one for me. I'll take the Raiders. I think the Raiders have been kind of proving this year that they can somewhat compete against these lower teams. And I think the Broncos are definitely one of the lower teams in the NFL right now. I think the Broncos offense is just not there like at all right now. So I'll give it to the Raiders. The next game is the Cardinals taking on the 49ers. Cardinals kind of got smacked. 49ers have injuries. I think it depends on what type of Kyler Murray we see. If we see the first overall pick, Kyler Murray, I think the Cardinals beat them pretty badly. If we see the Kyler Murray that we saw last week, I think the 49ers blow him out. But I'll give it to the 49ers. I think the 49ers defense is just a little bit better than the Cardinals defense. I think it's going to be a shootout, though. So, yeah. I'll give it to the 49ers. The next game is the Giants taking on the Seahawks. I'll take the Seahawks. I think they need this bounce back win after losing to the Detroit Lions. And I think the Giants, they're the Giants. I don't think they're beating the Seahawks. Next game is the Packers taking on the Rams. Give me the Packers. I think still with having potentially, I don't know when they're fully coming back in terms of Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, but give me the Packers. I think they need to have this bounce back win against the Rams. And I think they're just kind of one step away from getting that win. But I'll give it to them. Next game is the Cowboys versus the Steelers. Give me the Steelers. Can you guys tell that I hate the Cowboys? Can you? I want to know in the comments if you guys could tell I hate the Cowboys. But yeah, give me the Steelers. I think the Steelers are just way far ahead than the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys just can't win this game. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Saints versus Chiefs. Unfortunately, I have to give it to the Chiefs. I think the penalties are probably going to be lopsided, as every Chiefs game is. I still don't see Travis Kelce scoring a receiving touchdown. Mind you, Jared Goff has more receiving touchdowns than Travis Kelce. He does this year, at least. But yeah, I'll take the Chiefs in this. Yeah, unfortunately, I think it's going to be because of the refs. I'll just leave it at that. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Kind of a shorter episode. It was just me this time. Mike will be back on next episode. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to give this video a like. Subscribe if you are new. Turn on our post notifications. Our episodes come out every Thursday, leading up to the Thursday night game. It'll always come out on Thursday. Like I said, if you guys want to see some live streams of us watching some of these games, let us know. Follow our social media. Our Twitter is GridironPodNFL. You can follow me on Twitter, Nick TPitt. You can follow Mike on Twitter, MSteps_. And yeah, we'll be coming out with YouTube Shorts, TikToks. And then this episode will be starting on Spotify, and then Apple Podcasts will be coming soon. So thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys in the next one.